The Boston Globe's largest union votes this month on whether to accept $10 million in contract concessions, including an end to lifetime job guarantees held by about 170 workers. Globe management demanded the cuts to help offset heavy losses. In theory, the concessions would also make the newspaper more attractive to potential buyers, which the paper's owner is courting. But as WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports this morning, for all the talk about concessions and losses, there's been little talk about what's arguably been the newspaper's greatest recent success, its website, Boston.com.
There's a clip on YouTube with two comedians promoting a show in Boston. In it, Eugene Merman and Kristen Schaal joke about going in halvesies on the Boston Globe.
We will buy the Boston Globe for $400. None of the debts. None of that stuff. Just the name, some of the equipment, maybe the building.
Maybe the .com. We can buy that.
Yeah, we'll buy Boston.com. For $400, give us whatever you feel like.
The Boston Globe up for sale may lend itself to comic relief. Even so, some people might be dead serious about buying Boston.com.
I will buy the Boston Globe to get Boston.com. Right, looking at the Globe as being the liability that you have to acquire in order to get that jewel in the crown.
Paul Gillen isn't really in the market for the web property. He's a Framingham author who runs the website newspaperdeathwatch.com. But he says if he were buying the Boston Globe, he'd scrap most of the paper and focus on the website.
I think there are a lot of opportunities for a site like that to monetize its business. But, you know, when you've still got the Globe running it, it's still stuck in this newspaper mentality. And that's what I think I'd try to get rid of.
To understand why Gillen sees Boston.com as a rising star, you just have to look at recent numbers. Over a one-year period, unique visitors to the site soared 37% to 6.6 million. Nielsen ranks Boston.com the sixth biggest newspaper website in the country. So the question becomes, is the Globe's website more valuable than the Globe? WBUR senior media analyst John Carroll says no.
I think the fate of Boston.com is very much tied in with the fate of the newspaper. What resources the newspaper has is going to dictate what content Boston.com has.
That's certainly the case now. The Globe's web property has been developing new town-based sites that users can contribute to, but Boston.com still gets loads of content from the newspaper's ranks of journalists. Carroll says the online version would only be a shell of itself without the paper version.
You can have the online, but it's not going to be what it was. It's not going to have the value, it's not going to have the depth, it's not going to have the range of content that it has now. The more you slice away from the newspaper, the more you slice away from Boston.com.
Gina Maniscalco agrees. She helped found Boston.com. Maniscalco says to ensure the future of the website, you first have to solve the newspaper business model problem.
Therein is the conundrum. Content is really still king, and you have to pay for it. Somebody has to pay for it.
That would be the challenge facing a potential buyer of the Boston Globe. Still, Paul Gillen of NewspaperDeathWatch.com says don't be surprised if a new owner makes the web domain a bigger part of the Globe's picture.
You know, how could the Boston Globe better support Boston.com, which is the future, while still making enough money to remain viable in its own right? That's how I would approach the business.
At least that's an option for any buyer. The Globe can count itself lucky that it even has a strong web presence at a time when more people are going there for news. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.